relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. We are back. We're being sabotaged. The Project Veritas chappie, James O'Keefe, is meant to be here. He better get here in the next 11 minutes. In the meantime, I forgot to mention when we opened the show and then Mike Lindell came on board, I forgot to mention that Mike Lindell is coming with us to Israel this December for the Stand With Israel tour. Are you coming? Come on, guys. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. We're going to go to 40 different sites of historical, cultural, and faith import from the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. We're going to go to the Sea of Galilee. Guys, go right now to sebgorka.com, my website, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour and join me and Mike Lindell for the trip of a lifetime. It's not about stuff. It's not about acquiring material goods. You know that. It's about memories. It's about experiences. We are back. We're waiting for our next guest. We've got to break the record. We're on Radio Row at CPAC. And I just, in the meantime, there's something that's going viral on Twitter. And I don't know if Eric tracked down the name of this lady. But this is a meeting with the governor of New Jersey. And there's a point at which somebody like you or me says enough is enough and loses it and becomes a citizen politician. Let's listen to this amazing video, the audio from this amazing video. Shad, let's do cut five.
You were all silent. You were all silent, and you were silent because you snuck it in. You blindsided us. So tell everybody in South Philly, generations of families who don't leave, who have college degrees, who sit there and stay in their community, who raise our children there. Because for you, that's the street you go down when you go to an Eagles game and a Sixers game. You don't sit there and live in that community. You don't walk on date night like my husband and I do to pass Shunk Avenue. You don't take your kids to the daycare like I do. And what about the mothers who have to sit there and walk by stuff over the bags to take their kids into the daycare? Are you going to clean or outside? I don't care about inside. I care about needles outside. I care about bags outside. I care about what my children have to see at 6 and 10 years old that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you were a sneak about it. Look at us when we tell you, Mr. Rendell, you were a sneak. I will not call you governor because you are no longer governor. You're a sneak.
I will not call you governor, Governor Rendell. You are a sneak. Wow. America is waking up. And I think somebody who's been at the front lines of waking America up is my buddy. He's a regular guest on my show. He's a host. I love the way he says on his Twitter, I'm just a Newsmax TV guy. I'm just a Newsmax TV guy. He is John Cardillo, former NYPD, did some very I don't know if we can talk about it. Some very special work after he left NYPD, finding bad guys, making sure they get locked away. John Cardillo, welcome to America First.
Great to see you, my friend.
Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. Busy CPAC this year.
Crazy.
Right?
But the spirit.
Outstanding.
And the message, I think really, Matt, when he told me about when he decided on this, they had a group meeting at the American Conservative Union. Come closer, buddy. We've got you on camera.
Oh,
they said, we're going to have one tagline. Donald Trump Jr. in Orlando, when we launched the president's reelection campaign, he said, 2020 is the choice between socialism and liberty. And
it,
I loved it.
Isn't it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
And what did CPAC do? They upped it.
Yep.
It's America versus socialism.
It's true.
And I have to test this with you, John, because you're on the front line. You're fighting the culture war. Yesterday, Charlie Kirk caused a few headlines, stirred things up a little bit when he said, you know what? America could get a socialist president in November. We could. It could happen. Your response?
I think people are nuts to underestimate the enthusiasm for Bernie.
Yes.
And I think they do it. Conservatives do it at their own peril.
Right.
We were all over at Trump International last night at the bar in the lobby.
Oh, fun.
A lot of people were talking about this. And luckily, in the influencer community at least, they get it. And everybody's saying, do not underestimate this guy.
But are we, is the influencer community...
Are they moving the needle?
Are they sending the message out?
I think they're just getting it.
Okay.
And I feel good that they're going to be they're going to powerfully message that out. They need to, Seb. So, otherwise, we're in danger here.
So how do we do that? What's the most effective way? Because we don't want to be preachy about it.
We
don't want to say, you know, look in their history books, blah, blah, blah. What you are very good. You're very good on Twitter. You always DM me what you're doing. What is the most effective way? Because we know, I think on this, Ben Shapiro's wrong. He said, you know, his big tagline that facts don't care about your feelings. Yeah, okay, but guess what? The left uses feelings to communicate. So how do we do that in a smart way?
Well, look, that's exactly right. You can't do it too heady. You need the elevator pitch, that composite. And so it's got to be when Bernie talks about, I need you to fight for those without health care. No, I want you to pay for an illegal's health care. I need you to fight.
Yes.
Let's explain that money comes from somewhere. Very simple, right?
You know where it coming from?
You know, give me your wallet. That's where it comes from, right?
So, and when they say free healthcare,
you have to say,
hang on, guys. Where does healthcare come from? People. Yeah. It's nurses and doctors.
That's right.
Who have to be paid. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to force them to give you healthcare?
That's right. They've got to
You're going to get slaves out of them?
Look at Canada. You've got really good physicians leaving medicine up there to go do something else to actually make a living.
Right.
They don't want to make 70 grand a year after 19 years in school, right? And nobody wants to do it.
That nationalized system. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears. We get it. We have to get the message out there. We've got 240 odd days left.
Yeah. And that's going to come right up on us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's going to fly by. Your former NYPD.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Bad.
In New York?
Bad.
The question I have is, you know, your buddies, you're in touch with them. If you're not undercover, if you're not a detective, how do you put that uniform on in the morning and go out on the street when you know the mayor doesn't have your back?
Yeah.
They're changing the laws on what a crime is. What's the situation like inside the NYPD right now?
Morale is worse than it's ever been. And I'll tell you this.
Worse than the 80s?
I think worse than the 80s because Ed Koch backed his cops up.
Yeah, that's true.
As a mayor, he was
there was crime, but he backed
him
up.
There was crime, but he was pro-police.
Right.
David Dinkins, I came out of the academy under David Dinkins, and Dinkins was bad, but he never went out to hurt cops.
Yeah.
He just didn't do anything.
Right.
He wasn't about positive enforcement. He reined his commissioners in. He didn't do anything.
Ineffective.
Right? De Blasio proactively tries to destroy the city, hates the police, old school radical. Morale is bad, but it's dangerous. I mean, I always say this. It's racist. I don't like to use that.
Here's why it's
racist. It's racist because I policed a 99% non-white area.
Wow.
But 95% of the neighborhood are good, hardworking, poor people.
Right.
That's who you go to protect.
Oh,
the 5% criminal element.
I get it.
That's who's getting killed. When we talk about murder numbers in the aggregate, and you and I will throw stats at a young black male is 20 times more likely to be shot than a white male of the same age. What you don't realize is that in certain zip codes, it's 50, 60 times higher.
Wow.
And we're not proactively policing those neighborhoods anymore because of guys like Bill de Blasio. People are dying.
So the guy who says, I love the minorities, I'm here for the victims, he is actually making it worse for those communities.
He is enabling murderers and murders.
That's crazy.
And if you look at the numbers, that's data. That is irrefutable criminological and census data.
What is your message? I don't want to get personal here, but You know, we broadcast in New York. We have Leos across the country that are.
You have a big law enforcement guys love you. You've got a big law
Thank
enforcement.
Thank you. I love them.
They do.
It's mutual. And so does the president, man.
He does.
Every time we got off Air Force One, I don't care where we were, a secure location, no press, no TV. This wasn't done for the photographs. He'd get down the steps, and what did he do? First thing everywhere is go to the Outriders, the local police, and shake the hand of everyone. You know, this is a guy who's. He admitted it yesterday. He's a germaphobe.
Okay? Yeah, he is.
You know, he's a super clean guy.
Real quick, because I know we're going to go to break. Yeah. I did an event. We were part of a law enforcement group back in November. 1,000 people showed up at the event. Bernie Kerik was the my good friend, Bernie. And Tom Homan spoke and a bunch of other people.
Nice.
When the president, they put up some video snippets of him celebrating.
Yes.
Standing ovation.
A thousand
cops. And they know he has their back. They adore the guy.
Things have changed. That's what we need from all mayors, all commissioners around the country. That kind of respect, that kind of mutual respect and love. It's mutual. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Follow him. Watch him at Newsmax. Go to @ John Cardillo, CARDILLO. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting live from the biggest conservative party in the world, and it's going international. They've had one in Japan. They're going to have one in Ireland. Tomorrow they might announce one. I can't say yet where it's going to be, but you might be able to guess. We'll find out where CFAC is going to be next. Don't go anywhere. We are live streaming YouTube, Facebook. Don't forget Instagram TV. And 24/7, if you can't get enough, go to SebGorka.com. SEBGORKA. SebGorka.com. Don't you dare touch that dial.
There he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
you. I heard good.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Because we might break the record. We might have to get some. We're going to grab some of the staff here to be the guests. I don't know. But we're going to get 15 people today. If it kills me, I'm Sebastian Gorka. And I have to say, my wife saved my life. She just took... And I hate Starbucks, but it's vanilla. The only flavor that matters in the world, the real flavor upon all others are based, is vanilla. And she brought me a vanilla shake, but we are in Maryland, so it's a paper straw and it's already soggy. I hate paper straws. Where do you stand on paper straws, Brandon?
Well, Spiker? Obviously, I hate paper straws, but I don't think you should be pushing vanilla at a Republican event. You know, I mean, we already get accused of being a little too vanilla in here. And it's not very vanilla anymore. Look around.
I've been saying this all day and yesterday. There is every hue of American, every shade of American, tall, young, old, yellow, red, pink, fuchsia. This is not the CPAC of yesteryear.
No.
Okay. Why are you here? Because you have a thing. What's it called? Walk away. We're with Brandon Stracker, the Brandon Stracker.
Like, what is my thing called?
What is your thing called? I need to know what your thing is called. Stop it. Behave. Behave, matron. This is a man who, you've got 323,000 followers. When did that happen? That's amazing.
It's happened since I launched my video on May 26th of 2018.
That incredible video.
Thank you.
Follow this man right now, Brandon Stracker, STRAKA. For those who aren't aware of the hashtag walkaway campaign, what is it and how did it start?
Okay, so Walk Away is a movement for people who are walking away from the Democratic Party, the ideology of liberalism, the extremist left. And it started because I myself am a former liberal, former Democrat. I actually voted for Hillary in 2016. I was crying when Donald Trump got elected president.
You were one of the ones who's crying.
Yes. Listen, there's literally a Facebook live video of me crying the day
serious?
After. I'll never take it down.
Who took it?
I took it myself.
Oh, you took it.
I sat down, I started recording myself, and I was like, why did you do this? Why?
And then what happened?
Well, I mean, that's where it started, is that I legitimately wanted to understand why. I was, you know, because the media that I trusted my whole life kept telling me, He's a racist. He's a bigot. He's a homophobe. He's all these terrible things. Right. But they said, don't worry too much about it because he's got like a 3% chance of winning.
He's not going to win.
It's going to be the biggest landslide in history.
My favorite tweet, I've saved it, that when Huffington Post said he's got a 1.6% chance of winning. Not 1.7.
Yeah.
1.5,
1.6.
1.6%. They were that accurate. Accurate.
Extremely accurate.
So you did your homework. And
yeah.
And then what happened? Slowly over time, what happened?
Well, the real transitional moment for me was this moment when January of 2017, I said on Facebook, I'll never be able to understand how anyone could vote for this man who stood before a cheering crowd and mocked a reporter's disability.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
What the hell is the matter with you people? Right. And that's when somebody actually reached out and sent me a YouTube video entitled Debunking that Trump Mocked the Disabled
Reporter. I've seen that one. That's a great YouTube video.
The compilation footage, yeah.
When he's used that gesture many times before.
Right. Imitating anybody who's flailing because they're caught in a lie. They've done something shady or dishonest. And it was the first time in my life that a light bulb went on. I was like, wait, is it possible that the media I've been trusting is capable of manipulating me with a false narrative? What is going on?
You know, hey, I think you're talking about something called fake news.
Well, maybe, but you know, CNN had never lied to me before, so I was trying to understand.
So what you did is due diligence, right?
You did your
homework.
Yes, and it didn't happen overnight. It happened over the course of months and months.
Was it hard to find the accurate sources?
I researched a lot of sources, and then when I heard something that didn't sound
right to me,
I checked again, and I checked again, and then, you know, eventually, and then you, a lot of these things are statistics, too. You look at the actual statistics, and you're like, wait, that's not what they've been telling me. You know, you look at, you know, one of the big things is, because for liberals, I was back then.
Yeah.
We freak out about social justice issues, right?
SJWs.
So then you start looking up like that, you know, the police shooting statistics and stuff, and, you know, and can black people get to the mailbox without being shot by a cop? Because the news is telling me they can't.
They're all racist.
And then I'm going, well, actually, you know, there's a lot more. These are all being skewed.
And if you're white, and your chance of getting shot is actually proportionally higher.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So then, what happens? Is there a moment? Is there a kind of trigger point where you said, "Okay, this is too much. I've been duped, and I'm going to now support the president." What was it? Sudden? Was there a moment for you, Brandon?
So I made the decision to walk away from the Democratic Party, kind of in the middle of 2017, mm-hmm. and then. That's when I started becoming more open to just researching conservatism. What do conservatives actually believe? And toward the end of 2017, I found myself, oh, my God, I'm becoming a Republican. I still didn't like Trump.
You look like one. You're looking really spiffy. Presidential type-in, guys. Can you hear that on the radio? Presidential type-in.
If somebody had told me 2.5 years ago that I'd be wearing a Ronald Reagan tie bar
beautiful.
To CPAC,
beautiful.
Where I'd be speaking. Yeah. No, but by the time I decided I was going to become a Republican, then somebody, I don't know if I found or somebody sent me a video of Trump at one of his rallies, and they had boiled it down to 5 minutes, one of his speeches down to 5 minutes. And it gave me goosebumps, it gave me chills, it gave me tears, and I started to really understand, wait, this guy is actually fighting for America. This guy's actually fighting against the Democrat establishment and the propaganda machine. Why am I fighting this guy? Why am I resisting this person?
So why did you decide then? So you had a personal journey. You know, you're on the road to Damascus. Scales have fallen off your eyes. Why did you say, okay, well, now Brandon Stracker is going to start a movement? How did that happen?
Well, because as I've said before, I'll say again, hell hath no fury like a gay man scorned by the Democrat Party. Once I discovered that they were manipulating black people, brown people, LGBT people, they're fear-mongering constantly, keeping us afraid, keeping us feeling like we're victims, we're oppressed.
Trying to keep you thinking you're a victim.
Trying to push the victim narrative, the victim mentality. And I thought to myself, this is actually, in my opinion, worse than racism, homophobia, whatever, because you're pretending like you're on my side.
You're exploiting me, and
you're exploiting me, you're manipulating me, and you're making me believe that I need to be afraid when I don't need
to be
afraid.
It's so true, because they're saying the opposite of, they're doing the opposite of what they profess, which makes it doubly bad.
It's absolutely awful.
But then you decide to be public about it, so tell me how walk away happened.
So once I had that revelation and I decided to be outspoken, I decided to do something about it, I wrote all my thoughts down on paper, kind of wrote out a script of everything that I was walking away from. And when I read it, I was originally just going to put it on Facebook, just post this long post. And then I thought, I should make this into a video and really, like, so I made that video and I spent a few weeks really editing it to the point I wanted it to be. But then I thought, let's create like a group and tell other people to make their videos too, and you know, just to try to get kind of a movement going here. So I created something called the hashtag walkaway campaign.
So you came up with the phrase walkaway, hashtag walkaway.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
And hasn't it been like a steamroller since? Has it been like a roller coaster?
It's been unbelievable. Unbelievable. So within the first few months, we had like tens of thousands of people joining. We now have 500,000
on
all our social media platforms. Tens of thousands of video and written testimonials. For anyone listening, go to Facebook and join the hashtag walkaway campaign group, because people tell me all the time, oh, I have to go to work with my liberal boss, my liberal coworkers. They come home, they watch walkaway videos, and they feel hope again. They feel renewed.
Hope, renewal. We talked earlier with Mike Lindell, a rededication of this nation. People, it is an awakening to the truth.
It is.
And Brandon is really on the front line of this. God bless you for helping 500,000 people wake up to the lies and walk away. Follow him on Twitter at Brandon Straka, Straka, and hashtag walk away. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to my non-vanilla, very exotic milkshake.
There it is.
Has all kinds of ingredients. It is multicolored, and it will be lovely, lovely, lovely just to see CPAC is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. Don't go anywhere, because we have so much more to share with you from Radio Row here at the largest conservative convocation in the world. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
In this Easter season, let's take a moment to reflect on how blessed we are and how we can help others. Remember what our Lord told us, the children are the most important, and you can help them so simply with our program of Food for the Poor. If you go to my website, sebgorka.com, we are helping starving children right now in Guatemala. A donation of $80 provides food and clean water for a year for a child who doesn't have enough to eat. It is simply that easy. You can be a modern missionary. You can help anyone today who is starving in Guatemala from the comfort of your home, your office, your armchair. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Help those who are not as blessed as we are, and click on the Save Starving Families banner. If you prefer, you can call Food for the Poor directly on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. I thank you. Food for the Poor will thank you. And the children you are helping will be grateful forever. We are so blessed in this country that there are certain organizations that keep the light of liberty alive. As far as I am concerned, the mothership, the center of the conservative universe, is the Heritage Foundation, which is helmed today by an amazing woman, Kay Coles James, who gave an incredible spine-tingling speech yesterday just before the vice president. And we are so delighted to have the man who is Mr. Media. He is the person that provides the world with the knowledge of the Heritage Foundation. Rob Bluey, what is your formal title at the mothership?
Well, I lead the communications team, and I'm executive editor of the Daily Signal, which is our news outlet.
We love the Daily Signal, and I have to say one thing. After I think I left the administration, I've done lots of interviews. I've done a two-hour interview on C-SPAN, But the best interview, the one that asked the most trenchant, personal, but also important questions, was the long-form interview that you did with me, Rob Blue, and I still love reposting that video. Tell us what you're doing here. Tell us what CPAC means for Daily Signal and Heritage.
Well, so the Heritage Foundation has always been a supporter and sponsor of CPAC. As you mentioned already, Cakles James delivered a marvelous speech to kick things off on the first day. The Daily Signal is here on Media Row, so we're interviewing a lot of great newsmakers, including yourself. We'll be featuring another interview with you. You know, it's really important, I think, for us to be here and have a strong presence to focus on the big policy debates and the real core principles that are the foundation of conservatism.
Because these are the ones that are, I mean, it's not an overstatement to say these things are in danger right now, are they not, in our republic?
Well, they certainly are. I mean, well, there's a couple of debates going on. Obviously, there's this debate between America versus socialism, which is the theme here at CPAC. But I also think conservatives sometimes struggle with the direction that we're going. I mean, President Trump is certainly unorthodox in terms of
how he shook things up a bit.
How he came into power. So what Heritage wants to do is provide him with the policy solutions and the recommendations. And as you know, somebody who's worked in his administration, the mandate for leadership was so influential early on. We'll be coming out in the next few weeks with our new edition.
You are a mind reader. So every time there's an election, the Heritage Heritage Foundation publishes Mandate for Leadership, which is the wish list of what the new president should do. And they published one for the administration at the beginning. And a year later, 9 months later, they looked at the spreadsheet of the 366 conservative policy recommendations on that list. And stunningly, the Heritage Foundation found that President Trump had executed more than 60% of them. Were you surprised at that number?
64%.
64. I couldn't remember exact.
You know why it was surprising? Because when we did the same calculation for Ronald Reagan, after his first year, it was only 49%. So everybody holds Reagan up as the gold standard, and here Trump had surpassed him. So, yeah, no, it is truly remarkable. One of the reasons we wanted to come out with Mandate a year early is we really wanted to influence the debate that's going to be taking place this year. And so we know that there will be this big challenge, the contrasting vision of socialism versus the American principles that we believe in. And Heritage, by hopefully inserting some of these policy solutions out there for debate, will be able to help help steer this country to have a conversation that we think is worth having.
Well, it's very simple. Go to heritage.org, check out this organization, support this organization. Additionally, follow my friend at Robert Bluey, B-L-U-E-Y, Robert Bluey. And where can I find out more about the Daily Signal?
Go to dailysignal.com, and you'll be able to find Sebastian Gorka's interview there, as well as all the other great content from
DailySignal.com. You heard it, my friends. Do it now. God bless you, Robin. Thank you for jumping in.
Thank you.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I may be slightly crippled, but I'll take on Never Trumpers, as many as you wish to throw at me. Why? Because I've taken my daily dose of Balance of Nature. What Dr. Douglas Hout has created is truly remarkable. It is health in your hand. Those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. Look, I don't like vegetables. I admit it. I think the devil created kale. It is evil. And as such, how do I make up for it? I take those little capsules, and it's 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, and it is literally health in your hand. If you buy Balance of Nature right now using our secret code, G-O-R-K-A, they will provide you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Balanceofnature.com, or call their super easy number, 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you do it, the key is to use the secret code, G-O-R-K-A. I'm so sad. We haven't got, what have we got left? A couple of segments. Congressman Lee Zeldin will be with us. Stephen Baldwin, you know him. And me, Sebastian Gorka, here on Radio Row at CPAC, the center of the conservative universe for the next 24 hours.
More journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice. That is very kind. We're almost done. What an incredible 2 days it's been. Can we break the record for how many guests we've had on the show? We shall see. And we have one of the best right now, a friend of the program since the beginning, a fighter for freedom. He is from the 1st Congressional District of New York. He is none other than Congressman Lee Zeldin. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be back with you.
It's great to have you here. You've just come off the stage, very important discussion about what an America under a socialist president would look like. Charlie Kirk made waves yesterday by saying, hey guys, we could have a socialist president if we're not careful. Do you agree with him? If we don't do our work, it could happen?
Yes, the Democrat Party is on the verge of nominating a socialist to, by the way, not just be their presidential nominee, but think about all of their delegates setting the party's platform this summer. So top down, the Democratic Party is going to be rewritten, not in November, but in the months leading up to it.
And so what does that mean? What would an America, the freest nation on God's earth, look like if we had a socialist president with a socialist Democrat Party in control?
Yeah, with a cabinet maybe of Rashida Tlaib,
AOC,
and Ilhan Omar, and if you think of his highest profile backers in Congress and what they prioritize, the country that we love. I want our country to be the best version of itself, not be some version of some other country somewhere else. And quite frankly, when you listen to Bernie Sanders, who is a harder critic on Bibi Netanyahu than he is on Fidel Castro.
Let's talk about this. What would happen with our relationship to the only real democracy in the Middle East, the country that is surrounded by enemies? What would happen to Israel under a Bernie Sanders presidency?
It would be worse. It would be worse than the worst days, the worst moments, the worst positions of the Obama administration. So
that's even hard to kind of get your head around.
Right.
Worse than under the Obama regime?
Far worse than the worst day of the Obama administration. You would have, where during the Obama administration, it felt like we were treating Israel like Iran and Iran like Israel.
Yes, friends like enemies, enemies like friends.
And right now, once again, we're treating Israel as Israel and Iran as Iran. I understand our enemies don't respect weakness.
No pallets of cash to terrorists. We don't do that anymore.
We don't do that. We take Soleimani off of the field. And then we saw it this morning at a House Foreign Affairs Committee here.
Tell us what happened this morning.
Mike Pompeo, he comes in to talk about Iraq and Iran. They're asking him these questions, yes, no. And at the end of asking the question, they say, well, the answer is yes. And they go on. Or they'll ask a question at one point right before I went. Mike Pompeo says, I'd be happy to answer that question. And as he's finishing that sentence, they're saying, well, you're refusing to answer the question. They go on to the next thing. They're not listening. They're grandstanding.
Well, they've got their talking points, right?
And then they're criticizing him for the Trump administration for taking out Qasem Soleimani.
It's insane.
What point is it proportionate? They say it's disproportionate.
So 600 dead Americans isn't enough. Soleimani's responsible for 603 dead servicemen and women. I guess that's not enough, Congressman.
Nancy Pelosi said it was disproportionate to take out Soleimani. Even though 600 are dead, thousands others injured and injured in bad ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on top of that, everything that happened in the days leading up, attacking the embassy, the attack that killed and wounded Americans, that happened right beforehand. But at what point is it proportionate?
So let's talk about what is it going to take. We've got 250-odd days left. What's it going to take for us to keep our freedoms, to have the president reelected, to retake the House? You've been fighting. I'd love to see you get the wickedest chairmanship possible after November. Doesn't every American count? Doesn't every vote count? Do we take anything for granted, Lee?
That's the point. We do. Every single election. Listen, if a result of an election came back and there was a 100% voter participation, we'll have a different conversation. But the fact is there's someone out there who supports Donald Trump who isn't going to show up in November.
Who doesn't bother, like the midterms.
Yeah, they think that someone else is going to do it for them.
Right.
People have never voted.
Right.
So the people who showed up in 2016, they got to show up again in 2020. The people who didn't show up in 2016, you definitely need to show up in 2020. Don't wake up the day after the election with Bernie Sanders as your president and then complain about what happened the day before if you didn't even vote.
So what's your message to the people of your district, the 1st District in New York? What's your message to Americans across the country who think, you know, I'm not really that political. They don't live in the swamp like we do. I'm just one guy or gal. Doesn't make a difference. What's your message to them about November in the next 250 days?
They have all of the power.
Because this is America. We're a republic.
There are a lot of people just like you, whoever's listening to this right now, who, as they're listening to Seb, and they're like, wow, that's me. He just described me. Well, the great news is that there are tens of millions of other people just like you. And if all of you, if we all do our part and we get out there, and you all have the power. There's no one in Washington, D.C. who has it for you. But here's the thing. Elections have consequences. So
yes.
if you don't do everything in your power to get the country that you want after November, you're going to have a country you don't want.
Bingo. You've served in uniform. You're a military intelligence professional. Talk to us about how safer we are in the last 3 years.
Oh, gosh. The ISIS caliphate destroyed. Al-Baghdadi dead. Al-Rimi dead. Soleimani dead. A strengthening relationship with Israel, moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
NATO paying its bills.
And cutting off funding to
Iran.
UNRWA and signing the Taylor Force Act. So the Palestinian Authority, you want to financially reward violence? You want to incite terror? Well, then we're going to not provide
fund you
the tax dollars unless certain conditions are met. It's just a different... It's a different administration, a different presidency, a different State Department, a Defense Department. And, God bless those who are doing the important work on behalf of the people, despite all the distractions. The people who work in the White House, in the Pentagon,
yes,
at the State Department, at the
DHS,
top with Mike Pompeo,
everywhere.
And DHS, that just focusing on the mission, despite all the distractions. God bless them for staying focused. I can't imagine how hard it must be with all the people trying to take them down.
We're the newest guys on the block. We're 14 months in. We've got 2 million listeners terrestrially, another million followers on social media. I'm going to be a little bit presumptuous. I want to say that on behalf of those that love this nation, we are so grateful to the band of merry men and women, including you, that small group who have fought for the truth for the last 3.5 years. He's Congressman Lee Zeldin. Follow him right now. Rep Lee Zeldin. Keep doing what you do, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
What you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from our mobile relieffactor.com studios, Radio Row at CPAC, the biggest conservative convocation of its kind in the world. And my, am I on a triple dose of Relief Factor right now? I am. After my little accident, my severed tendons in my knee, every morning, every evening, it's 3 packets of Relief Factor. Why? Because this stuff works. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. And if you suffer from daily aches and pains, just give it a try. That amazing email our colleague Mike Gallagher received from that Marine who was on a fistful of regular painkillers, that veteran. And now he doesn't take any of them. He takes that one packet of Natural Relief Factor every morning and evening. That's the power of this product. See the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then order the 3-week quick starter pack for the measly price of $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks like I did, every morning and evening, by the end, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate. Be the next success story. You deserve it. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First on 833-334-6752. Wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
We have a new director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, one of the stars of impeachment. Man, I can just imagine the headlines right now. The rats are scurrying, the swamp is sweating. God bless President Trump. Oh, Cassio, get over here. John Cassio, our social media master. Get between me and Mr. Baldwin. I want you on camera. This is the man who said I couldn't break my record. We have 16 guests. If Diamond and Silk are just one person, so to you, we won 16 guests, and my last guest is Stephen Baldwin. Come on, the best movie out there, Usual Suspects. This is the man. I couldn't tell if this was your Twitter account because there's no photograph. Your photograph says God's timing, mm-hmm, not mine. God's will, not mine. God's plan, not mine. God's glory, not mine. God bless you, Stephen Baldwin. Why are
I'm
you
just,
here?
I'm at CPAC this year to have a little fun. not have any specific agenda. I got you a T-shirt.
Swag!
Look at this. It's the one I'm wearing. It's so dang cool.
Hang on.
It's just the coolest.
Is this going to screw up the green screen?
Kiss me, I'm a capitalist.
Kiss me, I'm a capitalist.
Giving one to Seb Gorka.
With a little shamrock in the top.
With a little shamrock in the top.
For me Irish. And it's got America Fest on the back, right?
Thanks, Charlie.
For those Hungarian Irish
turning
people.
Turning point.
This actually is going to fit me. I'm going to wear this tomorrow.
I got your size.
You did. Thank you.
Right, buddy.
We have exactly a minute and a half.
Okay.
You've got a project. Would you share the information? We had Mike Lindell. What are you working on with the great Mike Lindell?
Well, Mike Lindell's got a lot of wonderful stuff going on. Just go to MikeLindell.com. Because he's got his addiction network going on and all that very positive stuff. But we produced a movie together that we're getting ready to put into distribution towards the end of the year. A little comedy called Church People.
Okay.
It's not what you think it is. It's
what
like,
is it?
It's like if you did The Office at a mega church.
Oh, my gosh.
Kinda.
Because my wife loves The Office, don't you, Katie?
So the tagline on the poster is going to say, Church People, Christians have always been funny, just not on purpose. And then we'll let you all think about it.
All right. It's called Church People.
It's coming out.
It's you and Mike Lindell. Yeah. When can we see it?
November.
Okay, November. In the meantime, follow this man, Stephen Baldwin 7. He's a good guy. We love what you do.
Thank you, sir. We love you
spreading the word of the Lord. I am wrapping up 2 days at CPAC, and I have a very special message. A man who made this show possible, a man who has radio in his blood, is parting ways with our team because that guy is retiring! Leroy, how dare you retire from my show? God bless you. It's been wonderful. And Deep Voice Dave thanks you as well. Let's end in the immortal words of my old boss, the President of the United States. Hit it, Leroy!
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.